My guest tonight plays the music that has been described as a blend of gritty ska blues fused with raw acoustic roots. I've enjoyed every single performance I've seen from this guy. I had him on the show back in September 2015, and he's here tonight to chat with me about the new single 27, which premiered on Thursday the 16th of February, so that's 2 days ago, and is being released on Thursday the 2nd of March at The Bearded Lady. He's got support from Josephson and Byron Short, who's playing solo. Welcome to the studio, Daryl James.
Hello, Tina.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming in and talking with us again.
No worries.
Now tell us a bit about the musical journey since the last time we spoke. What's that about?
So last time
about 18 months.
It's a while ago now, hey. So it's been going well. I've been doing more and more gigs and stuff like that, and it's been going really nicely, really. It's obviously led up to this sort of crowdfunding of the new single and stuff like that, which has been an amazing journey.
Tell us a bit about that. So you crowdfunded the money to be able to record the single?
We did, yeah. It's, the whole single is completely 100% crowdfunded.
Wow.
And we kind of did it just on a spur of the moment thing. It was like, you know, we were at that point. I needed to do a single. That was the point we were at, you know. And it's like, how are we going to do this? You know, we've not much budget behind us. It was like, well, so let's just put it out there. Let's, you know, see if the fans are out there, see if people are out there, see if, you know, trust and belief and all that sort of stuff. And
Now you got what you needed in like this record time, is that right?
Yeah, it was a week. We did it in a week, you know, just to raise $1,000 to get in the studio, record this tune. And it was like, oh, let's just try it anyway. It's almost like, you know, nothing to lose, but, you know. And it was like, yeah, it was amazed by the response. We went over, you know, I think we cleared it in about 2 weeks or something like that.
That's freaking awesome.
It's like,
awesome.
Wow, the people are out there, and it's like we are connected, and it's, you know, it's great. Yeah, it's great.
Now tell us about the new single.
So the new single, it's a song I've had for a while. I wrote it for my partner's birthday at the time, and we kind of sold up everything and left our old lives behind and went out traveling indefinitely. And I wrote it for her birthday at the time, but, you know, the song is obviously about, you know, packing up and leaving, getting rid of all your material possessions and sort of hitting the road, really. And that's what it's about. And it's also, you know, about, because it was her 27th birthday, and that's what brought that whole subject about. And it's about that mystical year, making it to that year. And it's me giving her a kind of a playful nudge going, oh, you made it, you know, sort of thing.
Nice, yeah. Nice. Tell us, what's your favourite track to play live?
I would say this is one of the reasons I recorded this tune. It's probably this song, 27, you know, because it's just it always seems to go down really well, gets everybody up and dancing, energetic. And that was the thing, really. That's why I wanted to record it, because I haven't got it recorded like I imagined it initially. You know, I've got a recording of it, but it's very acoustic and sounds a bit gypsy jazzy. But I recorded it on a 4-track, you know, while we were God knows where in Laos somewhere.
Yeah.
And so it's great to get it done with the horns and all that sort of stuff, and get the real party vibe happening.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's been your favourite venue to play at so far in your career?
Ooh. Favorite venue? I had some really good times at Lock and Load in West End. It's like nowhere near the biggest one or anything like that, but it's just like, you know, that intimate sort of a spit and sawdust almost feel. Everybody's kind of looking at you through the window in the street, and so I'd say probably there.
I haven't been over there for a while, but yeah, I've had really great times there. You're right up close to the band.
It gets wild, man. Friday, Saturday nights there sometimes is great.
You're listening to Goldilocks Folk on 4ZZZ. My name is Tina. I'm chatting with Daryl James. I'm the type of audience member that will sing along with tracks I know well. I found some musicians appreciate seeing the audience give back that way. Is there something in particular that you see from audience members that you know, that makes it feel right for you, that gives it back to you?
It's always nice when you see kind of people singing back the words. And, you know, sometimes even when you play, people will get it even when they haven't heard the song before. At that point, you know, your chorus is repeating stuff. And so it's always nice to see people, you know, getting involved like that. But, you know, it's just all about, you know, you're giving off that energy. You're having a good time. And to see that energy going across to them having a good time. And you know when that's going on. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know, for me anyway.
Nice.
Sure.
What should people expect from the single launch on Thursday the 2nd of March at The Bearded Lady? I understand you're bringing the full band. Describe the band for us.
Yeah, so it's we're doing it as it'll be a 3-piece band. We may have a horn player, we're not sure yet, but, you know, it'll be a 3-piece band of really good players, two good friends of mine. And it's like we've been rehearsing for it, and I'm really excited about it. It's one of the best lineups I've had yet, and we're really doing some pretty special stuff with the tunes that we're playing. And so it's gonna be cool.
Nice, yeah. Awesome. I like that venue too. It's you're at the back, is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
So it's sort of it's a bit like a TARDIS when you walk into that venue. You think it's really narrow and you come out the back and it seems to open up a bit.
Yeah.
And it's quite bigger out the back there than you think, the bearded lady, isn't it?
It is. It's, again, I really love that venue. That's why we chose to go there, actually, because I've seen a few people sort of playing there and it's great. It's like, like you say, a TARDIS, you don't even think that back room's there, and you get there, it's like, oh, it's like a little hidden gem.
For those of you who don't know, the TARDIS is Doctor Who's transportation device.
Ah.
Just in case, you know, there might be some people out there that didn't know. I know you knew what I was talking about, which is good. Yeah. Now we're going to get you to play a track live on air. What have you chosen to share with us tonight?
So I'm going to play with you tonight. I'm not going to play 27 because that's kind of, you'll hear, it's a bit of a full band sort of thing. But I'm going to play you one of quite a new song of mine. It's called Born Into This. It's about not one of my favourite people, but one of my favourite poets.
Okay, excellent. You want to take it away?
Yeah, for sure. It's called Born Into This. So real, the last drops of sanity before the alcohol drinks hit all. You finally go to that place it's been heading for so long. Now the storm has gone, the tears can't fall. No tricks or illusions from you now. How do we do this? Believe your clues. Steal away before you catch your breath. The only way to be found is to lose yourself. Suffer for wisdom, sacrifice yourself for beauty. Truth, no concept of I above the lie we live. Your body's gone, but your words live on. You feed people their dreams. Put yourself where others fear to go. No tricks or illusions from you. How do your desires leave your clues, yeah? Steal away heart before you catch your breath. The only way to be found is to lose yourself.
Daryl James, live on 4ZZZ's Goldilocks Folk. That was live to air, Born Into This. Daryl, you're releasing the single 27 on Thursday, the 2nd of March, of The Bearded Lady. You've got support from Josephson and Byron Short Solo.
That's right, yes.
How can people keep in touch with all things Daryl James?
So the best place, I guess, is www.daryljamesmusic.com.
Now that's with one R.
That's with one R, so it's D-A-R-Y-L. jamesmusic.com, or, you know, go on the Facebook page. And I think that's, if you go to the website, it's all linked up there to all the socials and stuff. So you best just go into there, really.
Nice. So if you like what you heard, you'll hear a much fuller sound with the three-piece band night. Thanks so much for coming in. I'm looking forward to coming along. I think it's definitely something I've got in my carved out into my calendar.
Yes, good.
Keep me up to date with all the other bits and pieces that you got going on as well.
Cool.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you very much for having me, Tina.
You're welcome.